And again, I don't believe it's a bad thing to remember the deceased loved ones or even visit the graves of lost loved ones. I don't think that's a bad thing to do, to remember them. But this practice of the Day of the Dead is meant to evoke spirits who have died. And we obviously understand that that's impossible, that can't be done. But they don't know that. So what are they doing? They're evoking these spirits, and what are they? They're demons. They're satanic demons that are in the form of their family members, and these people don't know that they're making sacrifices unto devils. Look at Deuteronomy chapter number 18, verse 10 says, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with what? Familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." What is it saying? These are consulter with familiar spirits, familiar spirits. And what do they think they're doing? They think they're evoking these family spirits. Oh, no. These are devils. And in the Old Testament, look, if we lived under Old Testament law, there'd be a lot of deaths on October 31st, 1st, and 2nd. Why? Because it's a bunch of people taking the form of wizards and witches, necromancers, and they're trying to evoke familiar spirits. And in the Old Testament, they were put to death.